Casa Raura. Casa Raura was designed by Luis Domenech y Montaner between 1891 and 1892. The house was commissioned by his sister-in-law, Francesca Raura, who was married to Jacint de Capmain. The building was planned to be the summer residence of the Capmain Raura family. If we focus on the outside of the house, we can see how the architect was inspired by Dutch residential architecture, with the most clearly visible in the stepped pediments at the top of both the house's main facades. The building is detached and built on top of a plinth to avoid flooding from the nearby stream. Of the house's four facades, the most detailed are the main one, where we find the front door, and the eastern facade, where features a small chapel covered with the ceramic glaze and wrought iron. The main materials used in the buildings are brick, ceramic glaze, and wrought iron, all of which are highly representative of the modernist architecture. It is interesting to see how Domenech y Montaner joins the two facades via a balcony, which is decorated with a wrought iron floral pattern and an impressive tower. This tower serves as a viewing point and has a coned roof covered in different coloured ceramic glaze alongside gargoyles depicted in yellow ceramic, which are reminiscent of the European Gothic architecture. At the base of the tower, a circular space leading out directly onto the street behind large bay windows was used as a cosidor, or sewing room. The interior is also remarkable in that a significant part of the original decoration has been preserved, most notably the woodwork on the ceilings and the classic style mosaic flooring on the ground floor. The dining room is the most impressive space in the house, and here the imposing fireplace is particularly noteworthy. Apart from the floral decoration, there is a relief scene representing the discovery of America. In fact, the house was finished in 1892, the same year that the 400th anniversary of the discovery of America was celebrated. And indeed, the Capmain family were one of the main organisers of these celebrations in Canet.